You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
We are going to be covering an amazing experience that I had yesterday. And I think Ray really wanted me to do the Ray Daily this morning because of this experience, and he felt like it would really help some of you to go out there and look at money and giving a little differently. So we talk a lot in here, especially on Wednesdays, about charity and giving. And I think for a lot of us, myself included, sometimes when we hear about giving and how, you know, the more you give, the more you get, when we hear about those things, sometimes it goes in one ear and out the other, right? And we just kind of say to ourselves, well, I'm a good person, this is something good I should do, so I'm just gonna go ahead and do it and hope for the best, right? Hope that I make some connection or something happens where it hits me like a bolt of lightning and all of a sudden I'm just flooded with wealth and I can give more and I'm excited about it and I'm passionate about a cause. But for most of us, it just doesn't happen that way, right? We know we should do it, but there's no meaning attached to it, right? Does anybody feel that way, that sometimes we're just giving because we know we should, but we never really see the fruits of that giving, whether it's time or money or whatever, or Wealth Wednesday? We do it because we feel like, hey, this will probably come back to me, and also it makes me feel good to do it, right? So yesterday, so let me back up. We had an event, a Higdon Group event, back in February, and we brought together, and it was a very intimate event. We made it very intimate. We only sold 150 seats plus our clients. So there was about 200 people in the room, our TEC clients, and those 150 that we sold. We wanted to make it a very intimate event, very impactful, which, to be honest with you guys, we loved, but this year we did decide, hey, we want to go bigger. So it was something that I'm sure Ray shared this, but before that event of 150 people, 200 people, he didn't feel nervous at all. He wasn't out of his comfort zone at all, which is something that we always try and stay away from. We want to be out of our comfort zone. We want to be uncomfortable. So we're making ourselves really uncomfortable this year, and we're going big with our events, so stay tuned. And that'll be probably around October sometime. So look at your calendars for October. We're going to be announcing some really, really cool stuff about the Social Media Success Summit. And really, it'll be our first ever Rank Makers event coupled with that. So stay tuned for that. But anyway, we had this event. It was very intimate, yet we brought together some such amazing people that donated their time and their coaching expertise, and we raised over $95,000 for March of Dimes, which was amazing. And I have to say that after doing that, it made me feel really good. I was really grateful that we have such an amazing community that comes together to do that. But it didn't really sink in. I was like, oh, we raised $95,000. That's awesome, amazing. But you never really get to see what they're gonna do with that money, right? Oftentimes, when you raise money for a charity, oftentimes it just kind of goes into the charity bin and they're like, oh, thank you very much, and that's that. So yesterday, the director for the March of Dimes, he reached out to me and he said, hey, I'd like you to go to this seminar that we're hosting. And I'm thinking, oh, like, it's just a March of Dimes seminar. Maybe they're going to ask for some more money or something. But I'm like, I love the director. So I'm like, sure, I'll go. No problem. So I go, and it's at the hospital. It's at our local children's hospital. And I go, and I realize that what I'm attending is a nurse's program that March of Dimes has put together. So they've created this nurse's program that train NICU and PICU, pediatric intensive care unit nurses, on how to be culturally sound and how to treat the families when they're going through the most devastating possible thing that could ever happen in their lives. Because what a lot of hospitals have seen is parents go in, they're in crisis mode, they're not themselves, right? They're, again, going through the worst possible thing they could ever go through, ever. And whatever the nurses say or the doctors say, they say something, they intend something, it comes out differently, and then the parents interpret it as, you don't care about me, this hospital is terrible, my child is, life's on the line, and they freak out, and it's the worst experience they've ever had. And so what I realized attending this seminar that I had no idea about was the Higdon Group. Thanks to you, all of you who donated on live stream from that event, and all of the people who came together in the room who donated their time and their money and some large amounts of it, right? What you have done is you have created a program that is now going to be in hospitals training NICU and PICU nurses about culture. How amazing is that? If you were on that live stream, you should pat yourself on the back. And if you weren't, there's a point to this video for you, I promise. Okay? I get a little teary-eyed just thinking about it. But you have donated something incredible that is literally changing the way that the hospital system helps parents go through the worst thing they could possibly ever go through. So this was funded by the Higdon Group. Funded by the Higdon Group. Unbelievable to see those dollars at work. And it made me look at that, and it made me say, you know, a lot of you might look at that and say, wow, that's amazing, good for you, I could never do anything like that. Or, well, I know rank makers don't think that, right? Because you're rank makers, okay? But you may look at that experience and say, wow, that's amazing, but it's a little untouchable for you, right? At this moment in time, where you feel like, man, I don't know if I could ever get there. Well, I looked at that experience, and the one thing that went into my mind was, wow, money is great. Money is amazing. Money can do unbelievable things. And this may seem a little odd to say, especially in our society that looks so down upon money for some strange reason, but all it takes for you to create something like that and change the world is a little bit of money, right? All it takes is some money. And when you look at money, I'm sure most of you, not all of you, but I'm sure most of you look at money and you say to yourself, money's hard to get. Whether you know that's the right attitude or not to have, you say to yourself, money's hard to achieve. And the truth is, money is very easy to achieve if you have the right steps. And if you have the attitude of money is fantastic and great and it's easy to achieve, that's really all you need. And when I put together two and two of, wow, what this whole experience that we've had building this business, the ups, the downs, the frustration, the time away from family at times, the travel, all of this stuff, the ups and downs. And I look at our life now and what we were able to create with this program. It literally brings chills to me. And it goes to show that everything happens for a reason. Everything. So you have to look at your life and what you're doing right now. And you have to say to yourself, this is not just for me. This is for 10, 11 years down the road when I'm crushing it and I'm killing it in my business or whatever it is that you're doing. And I'm able to create something like this that is literally going to change the world, literally going to change the hospital system for the better. So some of you just jumping on here are like, what is wrong with this girl? Why is she crying? I'm pregnant, right? So my hormones are like, but you just have to rewind the video, okay? But for you, it's absolutely possible if you look at money as something that's easy to achieve, not hard to achieve. All you have to do is put in the work. That's it. And our society, it likes to make us believe that work is a bad thing or that it's hard. Work doesn't have to be hard. You know what's hard? Going into the NICU, okay? Working with parents every day that, and some of you I know are NICU and PICU nurses, right? Being those parents with their kids in the NICU or the PICU, that's hard. What we do, yeah, it's work, but it's not hard, guys. It's not hard. It may be a little uncomfortable, but it's not hard. It's work. There's a difference. It's simple work each and every day. So start looking at money as something easy to achieve, something fantastic and amazing that helps people. And so your action step today is to go do some research and write down, if I had X amount of money, pick whatever amount of money that is, $1 million. I want you to think big too. I don't want you to say if I had $50,000, okay? $50,000 is great. That's a lot of money, don't get me wrong. But I want you to think big. If I had $1 million, $10 million, $1 billion, this is what I would do with it. And I want you to do a little research and find some cause that, and this should take you 2 minutes. It shouldn't take you more than 2 minutes. Just find some cause that resonates with you and that you feel, you know what, I could make a difference with this. When you look down the road, or when you're 10 years from now, and you've been a rank maker hopefully for 10 years, right? 10 years from now, we want nothing more for you than to look back and say, I'm so glad that I put in the work each and every day for these past 10 years. Because I've been able to do amazing things and I've been able to change my life and the lives of literally millions of people and maybe a whole country, okay? Just write it down. And the power in this is not only that you start thinking about what would be that thing, what would be that one thing, to really tie it to making a difference. Okay, not just one thing that goes in one ear and out the other, but really tie it to making a difference. You feel that, the law of reciprocity does kick in. Okay, when you start playing bigger and you start playing for more than just yourself, the law of reciprocity does kick in. You start to see things show up for you that maybe didn't show up before. But also, that exercise with money is very powerful. See, if you don't know what you're gonna do with $1 million, the universe isn't gonna give it to you, okay? I'll give you an example, and then we'll wrap it up here. But an example is, there was a point in time where I was worried about making a lot of money, which seems crazy, right? But I'm sure a lot of you can relate. I was worried about making a lot of money because, one, I was worried I would lose it all. That was like my biggest fear in life, because to me, the ultimate failure, it's not being poor. The ultimate failure to me was making a lot of money and then losing it all. That was the ultimate shame. I'm over that now, but that was a big thing for me. And secondly, I thought to myself, well, I don't know what to do with it when I have all that money. Like, I don't know where it would go. I don't know where I would invest it. I don't know where I would put it. I don't know what I would give with it. So it didn't show up. And what I've realized is that the more that I thought and researched and planned and took action, right, on those plans, and I realized, you know, where there are different investments to put money in things, the more that I started doing that, as we started growing as a business, things just started showing up. So January was our best month ever. Financially, without any type of crazy launch or event or anything like that, just organically, our best month ever, with just doing what we do. And 6 different opportunities, both investing and giving opportunities, showed up within 1 week. I didn't even try. I didn't even go look. They just showed up, okay? So that's what happens when you really put forth the effort to think about, what would I do with this money once I get it? Not if I get it, but once I get it. So write that down, do a little bit of research, and understand that everything that you do, even, and some of you donated $20 on live stream, which was so appreciated and amazing. Every little bit can make a huge, huge impact in this world. You just have to tie it to a specific event and what you're really going to do with it. So I hope that this has helped you to kind of get over some money mindset and giving things. Tomorrow is Wealth Wednesday. So the reason that we're shooting this today also is hopefully by tomorrow you'll find something that you're passionate about and be able to do just a little something, even if it's $5, $10, $20, whatever, just to feel good and know that money is easy and amazing if you have that attitude about it. So I love some of these comments. I invested helping kid. Let me wait. What was that one? If I had $1 million, I'd invest in helping getting kids who suffer with abuse. Yes, that's an amazing one. Amazing one. I want you to get more specific though, and I'm glad that John wrote this. You want to get really specific. So how much would it be? $150,000? How much would you invest? Would it be $500,000? How much would you spend on yourself? Would it be, $10,000, $20,000, $50,000? I don't know. But I want you to get really specific. And also, I want you to pick a specific cause. So not just kids who suffer with abuse. Maybe it's Underground Railroad, which was the charity that we raised money for from our Grapeity Grape launch, right? We didn't want to just launch Grapeity Grape and not do something like that because, you know, it's race face. But so we gave it to Underground Railroad, which is an organization that helps kids who are being sex trafficked. So pick a specific organization and think about what is the long-term impact I'd like to have on that. And make that your long-term goal. So hope this has helped you guys. This is the Ray Daily for today, except it's with Jess. So it's great seeing you guys on here. Sorry, I got a little emotional, but you know, it was really, really cool to see that impact. And so many of you made a huge difference there. It wasn't about us, right? We gave money and we put the community together, but without you guys being who you are, we never would have been able to change the hospital system. So that's really, really cool. Really, really cool.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company. We'll be right back.